Blog Talk Radio.
Everyone, welcome to Awakenings Radio. That was Kaiva Lani, a beautiful song, Hello, Is Anyone Out There? I believe avatarrhythms.com is the URL, and if I'm wrong, please someone correct me, because it's beautiful music, really from the heart and soul. And I'll get into why I played that. We'll get into that later. But if you're new to Awakenings, welcome. And if you've been connecting with us and listening and participating for a while, welcome, as always, to everyone, love and light. I'm Michelle Mache, your host and co-pilot on this path of awakening and downloading and bringing in the new emerging consciousness and the new energies of the new emerging consciousness. We're going to be touching on that quite a bit this month and definitely into the new year, because we're on a bit of a countdown, not so much to 2012, but actually 2012 and beyond, let's say even 2013, which is right around the corner. So it's wonderful to be here and connect with all of you wonderful light beings. And that's what you are, light beings and way showers. And so people are getting their mission papers, as I like to say. You're getting your next level in your unfoldment. If you would like to listen as a guest, that's totally fine. But if you would like more interaction within the chat room, also known as a sacred space of empowerment, all you need to do is register with Blog Talk Radio, and that's just an email and name confirmation, and that gets you participating. If you would like to call in for questions, readings, we'll do readings at the beginning of the program. The number is 347-539-5122. Let me give it to those again for those that are listening by phone, 347-539-5122, or those that are not in the chat. It's great to connect with everyone. Really great to hear a few people come in the chat right now and also on the lines. I'm really, really enjoying this format, and so far the feedback I'm getting from all of you has been great. And, in fact, I had someone ask me the other day, I guess some people, you know, why are you doing readings on air? Why do you do? And I love it. I love both. I love talking with everyone, chatting, discussing, discoursing, dialoguing, debating, you know, with everyone and the guests as well. But I really do love answering the questions and doing either the psychic reading or channeling or numerology. I have so much that I've studied over the years, you know, dream therapy, Sanoa dream therapy, dream interpretation. So I really just, for me, it's a great way to connect and to be of service, but it's fulfilling, right? Cause, so it's really, it's a gift to all of you, but it's a gift to me too. Oh, I love that rating. Sacred Space of Empowerment Roomies. I love it from the chat room. Oh, I love that. I love that. So that's why I do the reading. And I also have extended, I probably will go into January actually, but I did it for December as a, appreciation gift, offering any channel guidance readings for psychic readings, psychic channeling readings, for any of the Awakenings listeners, half off the normal fee. So that still goes. And those of you that are listening in the archives, no, you didn't hear me wrong. I got to tell you, I love it. I had a couple emails came in, and my assistant had forwarded them to me. And they were lovely. Thank you so much. And you all know who you are. You know who you're. Those of you that have been emailing me or writing in, this goes out to everybody, but specifically those that have emailed, just with your wonderful appreciation and your questions. But a few of them have been, I'm not sure if I heard Michelle wrong. Somebody was driving in their car. I don't know where the other person was, but they said, I'm listening in the archives. I have it on my iPhone, but I'm not sure. I think I heard Michelle said half off, but I'm not sure. And if it isn't, that's okay. I still want the reading, but I think she said for Awakenings listeners. So all of you that think you misheard me, no. Why not do that? I love it. I just love it. So yeah. So it's just how we roll here, okay? So, so it still is happening, half off to all of the Awakenings listener participants. And you just would email, info@selfandlight.com. Yeah, info@selfandlight.com. And then I would love, we had, I'm putting self in love. Woo! I love it. Because all the love, all the hearts, I love it. We had a mishap with our Facebook page a while back, and it was down. And we had so many people, and I felt really bad. I something kind of not quite awake or aware happened, and it disappeared. And I felt really bad because people were really. I think we had nearly 1,000 people actually on our Facebook at Awakenings. I would call it a connecting page, and people were uploading videos and commenting, and I know some of you are still doing that. I really, really appreciate that. So it helps just create more of a little center or hub. And what I hope for the Awakenings page, you can just like it on the Awakenings Radio profile page. Or you can go to facebook.com/ and then my name, Michelle Mache. I just said I'm going to keep it easy. But it will say Awakenings Radio there. So I want to bring that back so that we have that wonderful extra community. And I know there's so many communities, especially on Facebook, Radine, Tamara. There's so many other listeners, Grand Elf. Who else is there? But posting, and it's also a way I can keep up with what's happening with everybody or what people's questions, concerns are. Radine and say, all my notes are gone from Facebook. I'm so sorry to miss all the comments there. Yeah, that does happen. What's Moon Will? Any chance of putting the show on hold for 5 minutes? I have to set up my shop. Go do what you got to do. We'll be here. Again, call-in number for questions, comments, readings, 347-539-5122. Facebook is a great opportunity for non-attachment, I have found. Yes, you do, because first something's there, and then it's, woof, gone, and I've been pretty lucky with that kind of stuff, but it happens, and you just got to realize it's more refining. But that again, you can, there's a link on the Awakenings Radio page that you can also click. And one more thing I do have ask of you, those that are listening by the archives, if you wouldn't mind putting some comments. We're going to be doing an Awakenings expansion into an additional platform for everybody that I really hope will even be of more service and even better. So all these the people that are working with me on this, all these forms of appreciation. My tea really helped. they help with visibility and letting other people get useful information. A main focus for me over the years, since actually the late 80s, since the harmonic convergence, has been helping to usher in the age of the soul, what it calls soul alignment, and working with people on a soul level. Even if I'm doing transpersonal therapy or transpersonal psychology or hypnotherapy, or even when I worked, you know, medically, I would still be doing inner work processes, and they didn't necessarily know, the clients, the patients knew, but not all the medical doctors knew. But anyway, I really want to open in a way to really help an assisting guide, and then also give people a forum. You know, we have the Conscious Inspired Living magazine, consciousinspiredliving.com. If you feel like you want to write something, or maybe you're a photographer, or maybe you're a jeweler, you know, maybe you're an astrologer and you want to share, you know, your writing, you want to, you know, maybe you want to share what you've been going through on the path. Because I find it's really helpful if there's a lot of these forms, and this is something that the spiritual hierarchy and the oversouls want, is new forms. New forms are needed. So whatever that you've been really wanting to do, whether it's write, draw, paint, your own business, your own, you know, your way of doing it, even if it's opening a dry cleaners, but an eco one or something, or a more conscious HR person, now is the time to do it. And especially coming up here in 2011, when Uranus goes back into Aries, we've got a whole lot of, you know, the Pluto in Capricorn. We've got a lot of Saturn in Libra, Uranus in Aries. We've got some energy with Mars. So we've got some amazing squares here that are going to be pushing people into action. So I always say it's like knowing that it's going to rain. You have your choice of going out in the rain with nothing, you know, no outer gear, or bringing an umbrella, or bringing a baseball cap, or bringing a floppy hat, or bringing two umbrellas, or bringing a raincoat. That's kind of the heads up. And as we're talking, it's 12:12 right now. So if we could just take an alignment and just align to that universal consciousness that we are. Yeah, and just remember that. So many of us have come back to bring in these new forms. The guides say new forms are needed. So you may be finding yourself in situations that you have no work, no home. You have to make a new direction. And I want to share, and the reason I'm bringing this up, because I've had quite a few readings on this with people, and it's definitely an international affair. It's not just happening in the States. And also, I've gotten quite a few email questions. And again, I absolutely love the email questions. You can send them at awakenings@selfandlight.com. And even if you send them at info@selfandlight.com, the same one to get the readings, they'll forward them to me. I'm trying to answer them on my blog, Soul Insights for Spirit-Led Living, and that's the number four, but I'm also wanting to answer some of them on air. So I'm going to touch on one now, and then we'll go to the callers. I've gotten probably 10 or 15 emails with this topic, so I really want to bring it up, of people losing their home, or, you know, financially really being in a crunch, or not being able to find a job. Then Radiant saying, that's me, yes, no home, no work currently for over a year. Now, there's two things. That does that happens every now and then to people, but, well, no job or regular employment or contract. Okay, Radiant. But it also happens, it's happened to me a couple times in my past, especially as, you know, some of you know I had a very lucrative career at one point, and then everything was just completely taken away. And that's when I was already psychic, a natural psychic, but that's when the channeling began, and for 2.5, 3 years. And then most of the stuff, everything was brought back, but I had a different outlook, obviously, in life. When you're woken up every morning from 3 to 5 and channeling for 2 hours and then meeting the people that you're going to need to give this information to, or you meet someone and boom, early in the morning, 3 a.m., you get information on them or are told to call them and give them this information, changes your life quite a bit. And by the way, back then, I just did it on the phone or meeting people just on the street or in person on classes I was taking, and that was it. That's all I did. And I basically lived off my savings and a small amount of work. But it was very, it was amazing. It was very fulfilling once I got over the original jarring of, your career is gone now and you're going to do this. I'm like, okay, this is going to take a little bit to acclimate to. So sometimes people get told in this situation, just pray, just meditate, or it's something that you're attracting. Not necessarily. It's a part of the path to focus more on your true nature. It's also to see your resources in a different way. It's what we call spiritually or metaphysically, in the spiritual practice of esoteric wisdom, it's a redirection of energy. And sometimes it lasts a long time. But it's not. What I really want to communicate to everyone is it's not punitive. It doesn't mean you did something wrong or you're not conscious or you're attracting something wrong. I mean, if it's a chronic state, yes. But when it happens kind of wham, bam, out of the blue, you are having this kind of redirection of energy because there's a deepening on your path. So some people were mentioning, too, that they're let's see what this one person was saying, that they've been meditating, they get together and drum, and let's see, we all keep hearing things are happening. Love is the answer. Changes are in our midst. But where? When? I'm not a doubter. I know within my inner being that all is well and all is working out according to plan. I just feel like I have lost my way. Do you know what I mean? Yes, I do. You have to identify differently. Now, see, we've got two parts. We've got that ego personality part that is going with the human design. And it's natural, it's normal, and it's actually healthy. I would say when these kinds of things happen, you need to, what always helped me with my spiritual practice, sometimes you might have to room with somebody. Sometimes you're sleeping on the sofa. So I slept on the floor. I mean, let me tell you, I came from, making $100,000 plus a year, traveling all over the world in private jets and private planes. I got rid of all my, a lot of stuff, and sometimes slept on the sofa. I remember one place I slept on the floor. I had a little bedroll. And my friends that were still very much in the modeling, acting, fashion world were appalled. They were, I think they, more than they were worried for me, they thought it was catching. They thought they were going to get what I had. And, but I didn't care because I had my spiritual part of me. And I went to, did more meditations, went to more satsangs, did more training, did more readings, did more channeling. I mean, I was doing a lot of pranic work, healing work. I'm not going to say it wasn't difficult. There were times that it was very difficult. And there were times that I even, in a sense, cursed God or the universe because, I had done, was a facilitator for healing work where people that had cancer was completely gone. Or their, AIDS seemed to go away, or their fibromyalgia, or their Sjogren's disease, autoimmune diseases. And I thought, oh, my God, I'm doing the work. Why is this happening to me? But it's not punitive, and everybody comes to this point to some degree. And, yes, there are changes coming, but we're very much in a bridging time, a bridging point. And we're going to be talking with Shekinah, our guest, about this, about the divine feminine, the divine aspect of the universe, the receiving aspect and being more magnetic. This redirection of energy has to happen because we God expressing as us through us, or the all that is, or the field, however you want to say it, or the innate intelligence that we are, or the consciousness made manifest, the mirroring of the all that is that each of us are, however you want to put it, we got to the point already as God beings, if you will, of individuating out and knowing ourself as ourself. Now it's becoming more of a separation instead of individuation. And so we'll still keep that because that's part of the game of playing with form. Remember, everyone, we're on the earth plane. So it's about persistence, persistent effort. It's about clay, earth. It's about making that pot. You know, so we are living in other realms and other dimensions where things happen by thought or just simply by vibration. That still happens on this dimension, but it's a step down or denser or slower vibration. So part of what we're doing is shifting it to requalify the energy and recalibrate so that we are expressing and experiencing at a higher vibrational level, which means we're coming more into the unification or unity consciousness. That's what the harmonizing was of the harmonic convergence. Now we're in the converging flow. So really, one thing I want to share with everyone is we'll have less extreme situations the more that people wake up and start taking chances by what they really want to do and living on a soul level. And Natural is asking in the chat, how about if you're just exhausted with it all? I hear that. Let me take a sip of my lavender chamomile tea on that. But if you're exhausted, looking for the Shekinah energy. Yes, me too, Grand Elf. You're going to be exhausted, but sometimes you have to take a break. Sometimes you have to pull yourself out, whatever that means. But there is going to be confusion because things are shifting, things are changing, and it's going to look on the outside like one thing is happening, because there is. We have a breaking down and a dissolving, while we also have a building and a bringing up. So it is both. And in essence, we're metaphysical miners, or like the gold rush days, or any founding of any new society or civilization, we're just doing it with in a high tech or different way. There's another person saying they look at their life and see an unfulfilled promise. I know I'm talented and confident and a nurturer. I feel deeply, and I'm sure that's why I'm so drained. Well, it is time. It's just a very draining time. It's not easy. It can be tough. Meditation helps with that. Barter trade. The new emerging consciousness has within it, it's a value-based society that's based on giving and sharing and synergy. What will eventually happen is money will be just one way. It's not going to be the kingpin anymore. So as much as you can trade, as much as you can barter, as much as you can share, we are being, in a sense, squeezed to go in that direction. But who's being squeezed? It's just the constructed ego. Because your soul and your spirit are dancing. This is a way of expressing and experiencing. And the call is to express more of your soul gifts. Though, you know, I had a reading yesterday, an amazing being that actually working in the corporate kind of advertising, that they were saying that it's creative, but they've been really feeling that they want to go in another direction and work in film, and they've got funding for it. But they said, I don't know whether to follow what I really want to do or stay with something because it's more stable and secure, and I like it okay, but I don't. My heart isn't in it anymore. I don't feel fulfilled. See, these are the very beliefs that have to change, have to shift. We're not meant to in a transition level, or if you have to get a job, just something to get, you know, obviously food in, or you've got children or whatever. Yes, that kind of short term staying with something that you're perhaps your heart isn't really in it, when you just do the best you can or you make it do, that's fine. But to live your whole life that way is not living in a spirit led way or a way that's connected to the soul. So somewhere along the line, we got trained into thinking that it's not so much about how you live, but where you live, and what you're doing instead of how you're doing it. Or, you know, are you fulfilled? How do you feel about what you're doing? So that's having to shift. So it's shifting at such a core level, everyone. It's shifting to the level of our structure of our own being, ourselves, but also the structure that we have in society. So I want to tell those people that emailed in that things are happening. Love is the answer, but see, sometimes people, I'm not going to give you a pat answer. I'm going to tell you the truth, that it's challenging, it's difficult. Love is always the answer, but that's all we are. Even a creation, if you make some jewelry or pottery, that's a form of love. You are love incarnate, if you will. That's what consciousness is. So the more love, the more consciousness, the more awareness. So, again, we have to look at love in a more universal or transpersonal way. And there are going to be doubts. There are going to be doubts, and that's okay. You need to, however, find support, ways that help you to get to that next level. And it might be working in your basement. It might be starting something on the side and just taking that chance. It might be having a lemonade stand. I kidded someone the other day. I said, yeah, we need adult lemonade stands, you know, and you spike it with a little, I don't know, tequila or something. I don't know. You have the non-alcoholic ones and the, you know, maybe, I don't know, but something to make it adult. Maybe you put flowers in. I don't know. You make it individual. But it's requiring, what gets us out of this is our creativity, our self-expression, because that is the way of the soul. So as a society, as a humanity, as consciousness made manifest, our next shift, our next level is moving into this soul expression, which is creative expression, which is what we were all here to do anyway. Somehow things got switched around. So, yes, and Tamara is saying entrepreneurism, spirit-based, absolutely. Also, Tamara is saying from survive to thrive, joy-based. To connect into the qualities of the soul, yes. It's not about happy and sad. It's about joy. It's about, wow, this is difficult. I'm challenged, but I love what I'm doing right now. Or I love this great conversation. Or I love this homemade bread this person made. Or I love this tea they just made for me. And, gosh, things are tough, but thank God we have each other. Thank God we're talking. And, wow, I feel God's presence right now. I feel uplifted. My guides have been so, connecting with me. It's going into those qualities. So it's moving from consumerism to creativism. It's about people individually striking out more and creating and sharing, creating with each other. So that is the answer. Maybe difficult to do for some people, but I say start now, start small, and let it build. And it's easy to see the doubt because you can see on the surface reality of things. And that's where your spiritual principles help you see what's happening underneath. Yeah. Woo, me too. Tamara, goosebumpies. All right, let's go to the lines. Hello. 200-000, you on Awakenings.
Hi.
Hi. How are you?
Hi, my name's Brandy.
Hi, Brandy. Do you have a question or a comment? We're going to just one so we can get through
I
to
do,
a lot of people
actually.
Here.
I was curious what you could see coming up with my love life.
Okay, I do see someone around you that you, perhaps more in the past, that you're moving on from. Is this true? Is this you?
Like
an opening
ex?
To somebody. Pardon me?
Yeah, like an ex?
Yes.
I haven't talked to my exes in quite a while.
Okay, but they're around you. What I see for you is you're moving on. I feel like there's been, even if you haven't talked to them, there's been some hope or wondering why what happened or how you got into that situation. It's really for you an inside job. So the fact that you're now really ready to move on, I do feel more of an opening for you. Probably I want to feel, I'm saying probably more June, July. There might even be somebody around May. I do see dark hair with this individual as well.
There's a guy that from my past that I have my eye on now that's not an ex. Is that who you're thinking of?
No. No. You're going to be moving on from that person.
Oh, okay.
There's somebody else. There's somebody else coming up. There's someone else. Yeah. Does he have dark hair?
Yes.
Ah, okay.
He wasn't my ex. I just had a crush on him.
Well, it shows right now, Brandy, a turning point. It shows that you're leaving the past, and I don't know why that's so important to you, but it's. I mean, on a soul level, it's like there is, you know, a lot. I think you're more invested in the relationships than they perhaps were in you, or somehow it wasn't an even connection. And I really see that you're ending that and open to a different type of relationship. So what the guides are telling me to tell you is because of the changes that you're making, there is somebody that is coming in. And I somehow feel he's going to be different than what you experienced before. You might even say, normally that's not my type, but there's something about him. And that's next year. All righty?
Okay. All right, great.
Bless you. Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Hello, 610-294. You're on Awakenings.
Hi, Michelle. This is Michelle.
Hi, Michelle.
Also, hi. I have a strange question, maybe. My husband and I adopted a dog on Saturday, and she and I are here at home alone because my husband had to travel for business. And she has gotten so ridiculous as far as trying to be dominant. So I'd like to know what I'm not doing or what I'm doing.
Well, and I feel she's not that way with your husband, right?
Well, you know, we picked her up on Saturday and he had to leave on Monday. And she actually, you know, she started out fine with me, and I realized, I learned this year I'm an empath and I'm like really absorbing everything. So I, you know, I was being very careful with trying to be very, you know,
don't
not
be
wishy-washy
so careful
with her.
Don't be so careful because I feel she feels fear around you or uncertainty. There's some uncertainty. Yes. Oh, she feels it. Oh, yeah.
She feels fear and
uncertainty around you. And so that's why she's taking, this is something for people to know. Well, animal beings, for one thing, they read not only our energy, but they are telepathic, so our pictures. And I do feel with you, and I don't know if it's because the husband had to leave and you're feeling more close to him or something, but I feel there's something with him leaving.
You know, can you tell, I'm sorry to interrupt, but can you tell if it's my anxiety or his? Because he's got a little bit of a anxiety issues.
Well, you're right. It's him, but it's you as well. You have uncertainty or something around him or about him or worry, concern. Anyway, the dog is feeling that uncertainty and picking up on it. So what she's doing is this is what animals do. They want to, if you're like in a canoe with them, and if you're tipping it over, you're not paddling. They're going to kick the paddle out of you and paddle, you know, use the paddle.
I understand that.
So she's trying to balance your energy, is what I'm hearing. Yeah, there's do you worry about him a lot?
You know, it's I really don't worry too much about him. He's worried about work, so it's kind of,
she's
you
picking
know.
That up. But I feel. See, and if you're empathetic, you're picking that up. I feel you're not sure. You do have, you said that much. I think you have more anxiety or anxiousness or over concern than what you think. And the dog is picking it up. Because, see, they channel or absorb and clear what we don't. So she's breaking this up to you to show you where this is. So I want to say I would work a lot with her with the leash. And a lot of I even feel your energy high. I don't know how to say it. Like the shoulders are up, I feel. But you need to ground you know, if you go to consciousinspiredliving.com and go to the meditation lounge, there's a free grounding meditation. You can download that. And you're going to have to ground every morning, and even your husband, and work with the dog, you know, with a leash inside, just walk. Just get the dog to your pacing and then say sit. Give it a treat.
Yeah, you know, that's the other thing to start it with, the leash is trying to grab the leash from me.
I know. I can see that. But you've got to lower your voice like, okay, that's it. Sit. Good. Do you see how I'm very paced?
Because
your energy and your voice and your energy is very high up there. It's very ungrounded. And the dog is picking up on that.
Okay. Yeah, you know, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Get yourself, grounded. Because also you're remember, they're telepathic, so your mental image pictures, they're both empathetic and telepathic. So it's not just the pictures. They read our pictures. They know what we're going to do before we do it. They also send us, you know, images. I'll give you an example. Years and years ago, I had my little dog, Yoshi. I had gone hiking somewhere, and I got lost, and I got confused. But then I asked somebody, thank God I found somebody on the trail, and I knew the way, but she started going in another direction. She looked at me. We weren't as bonded yet. I'd only had her, I think, probably a few months to maybe, you know, almost maybe 8 months. Now she wouldn't do that, but she looked like, I could see it in her eyes, you know, and later I was talking to a friend of mine on the cell phone, and I said, wow, I saw it in her eyes. She was like, listen, chick, you don't know where you're going, and I have my sniffy nose. I'm going this path. You know, she was going to another direction where eventually she would have found, you know, houses and stuff. But anyway, I looked at her, and I just said, that's it. I know where we're going. Come. And she just came right over to me, and then we went on the trail. But you've got to lower the voice. You've got to get back in your body. You really need to do grounding meditations. That's going to help.
I do a lot. I haven't for the last couple of days because it's just been kind of I've been so pooped out that I'm just going right to sleep instead of doing anything before bed and everything. And I haven't been doing it in the morning. So you're right.
Okay. That's for you. Just nothing wrong. We all go through times, you know, we don't know we're unbalanced till we, you know, we are, and then we rebalance. It's all. But for you specifically, I feel right now in the morning, grounding meditation, grounding.
Okay.
All right, Michelle, take good care.
I really appreciate your time. And
thank you for calling me.
Okay.
Blessings.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Hello, 336-231, you're on Awakenings.
Hey, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm okay, I think.
Kind of, maybe not.
I have a question for you.
Yes, go ahead.
Okay. Is there any way you can tell me? My son passed away about 5 months ago. And I think he's trying to communicate to me that my marriage is in trouble. And I don't know if he's able to do that, but there have been some strange things that have happened to me. And I wondered what if you can pick up on any of this.
Yeah. Concern, yes. It's interesting. That's kind of in the air right now. I'm feeling that with a few of the other people that are online and also calling in. You're uncertain of your marriage is what I'm hearing. And he is, let me see him. He passed away quite young.
He did. He was 16.
Yes, I see that. Okay. Wow. You say you did all that you could. And again, I want to say again, there's a theme here with the grounding and the balance. I feel you're either still acclimating from the situation. Of course, it's passing. But I feel you're not trustful of the husband.
You're right on.
Yeah.
Yes, ma'am.
And he's picking up on that. And Yes, he is definitely reaching out to you. Where is this area I'm seeing? It feels like a knoll. I don't know if it's a park or outdoor, but I feel that the ground raises and it's grass. Do you know of that place? Mm-hmm. Do you have a park near you? Or it could be like a school or a university. It's like there's some what is that?
Not far from where we live now. There's, as you're coming onto the main road, you come down quite a big hill. And my son used to walk down that hill.
That's why he's showing me there. That's where he is right now. Well, he's with you, obviously, but he's showing me that that area. For some reason, he really likes that. You need to go there, I feel, to walk. He really wants you to go there for some reason.
That's where we used to live.
We had just moved to
the state that we live in, and we had lived right where I'm talking about, where the road goes straight down in an apartment complex, and then we had just moved into this house, and that's when he got killed.
There was something, I don't know, better for him there or something. He's showing me that hill, and I can see him right in that, you know, I guess incline or whatever, right at the top of there, and also along the roadway. I also feel you're not feeling safe. What I feel, again, I'm going to say again, because there's so many changes coming up next year where people are going, I wrote about this in the magazine Conscious Inspired Living. I was in the December forecast, and I think it's actually for December, but you could read it all into next year. One of the ways that people's energy is going to be redirected is through relationships. So there may be breakups, there might be breakups and getting back together, the divorces, things no longer working, secrecy revealed. I feel with you, with your husband, there is going to be some things that are revealed that you're going to wonder what to do. I can feel you like rubbing your hands, kind of wringing your hands.
I am, just as you speak, because that's exactly what's happening.
Yeah, psychically. And you're wondering, do I leave now or do I let it get worse? Or how? Well, you need to prepare, though. So first you need to prepare by getting support, by doing some grounding meditation, journaling, but I would get rid of whatever you journal because I feel he could be a little snoopy.
I just started that today.
Oh, excellent. Perfect. You're going to know more April, May, maybe even into June. I do see I don't know if it's a family member or a girlfriend, but it's very close person. If they're not a family member, it's a friend that's like family. And you're going to wonder what to leave, but I feel that you need to prepare mentally and emotionally, and then you can look at the financial aspect.
Okay.
But trust your intuition, but you don't, you know, as a psychic channel and medium, a lot of times I know things I can't do anything about, you know, either never or not right now. So even though you're feeling these things, don't tip the cart yet. Get yourself situated, okay?
That's exactly true, because I own a house on the East Coast, and I just went out there to take care of it. And when I got back, all this started unraveling in front of me.
Yeah.
And I haven't worked in a year, and I know there's a reason for it, because I've been looking. And just like you were saying earlier, it's not going to last forever, but I think there's a reason why I haven't found a job here.
Yes, exactly. Mm-hmm. Take care mentally, emotionally, reach out for help, get that support, and trust your intuition as well.
Okay. Yes, ma'am.
All righty. Blessings.
All right. Well, thank you. I love your work.
Oh, thank you so much. You as well.
Okay.
Hi, 520-971. You're on Awakenings. Welcome to the program.
Thank you for taking my call. I love your show. My name is Christina.
Hi, Christina.
And I wanted to get some clarity. I was in a relationship for quite a while, for 3.5 years. and I did break up with him in June. We did reconnect in October when his grandmother died. We have spoken since, but so I had a past reading, and a lot of people tell me there's still a lot of love between us, but that I'm better off without him and that we will not reconnect. But I'm very intuitive. I'm learned to trust it, and I don't feel like we're done, and I don't know what that is, and I'm not holding on, waiting. I'm living my life because things have happened. I know that he's in another relationship on the verge of going out of it, so I don't know why I have that feeling, so I was hoping you could give me some clarity.
Well, first of all, the love never dies, no matter how... And I'm not saying this situation was horrible, but no matter how horrible something is, there is love there, because, you know, it's in varying degrees. And you have a very strong soul connection with this person. We're always, no matter what, you know, divorce, crossing over, we're always spiritually connected. I feel a very strong emotional bond or emotional connection between the two of you, but I also feel you've been in kind of a caretaker, nurturer, protective mode with this person. Not that that's bad, but a little too much. I feel a lot of confusion around him, and I'm not so sure that he's going to be out of that relationship so quickly. Or there could be some back and forth. Are you done with him? No. But are you with him? No. Okay. Will you talk to him again? Yes. Will you see him again? Yes. But I do feel that there's someone else for you. And maybe that's what the other people... So sometimes things are a process where we're, you know, there's a winding out or winding down. I do feel... Did you guys communicate a lot? A lot of...
Well, he did try to communicate with me, but like I told him, you put yourself in a situation, and I know why he did it, but... it doesn't excuse it, and I'm like, you need to be honest with her, and now she won't leave. And I think that's, whether it's all true or some bit of truth, I don't know, but I also know.
But see, I feel them back and forth, too. I really want you to read my unconsciousinspiredliving.com, the December forecast, and that is going to explain quite a bit. You see, I do feel that you're having to tell him. You don't want someone that you have to tell that you put them in this situation. He's an man. He's an, you know, adult man. So, again, you're in this role, I feel, I call it the roles that bind. You're in this role, and your higher self is wanting you to move on from that role, and that's why you're winding out of it.
Well, I mean... My heart's still there. I just feel that he needs to step up with both of us, and I'm a little hurt, well, a lot of hurt,
yeah.
Betrayed that he moved on so quickly, but I think he's sticking to her for financial reasons, and because
he
needs help.
Yes, he is,
but
that's what I'm saying. That's why I don't seem like he needs that caretaker. It's normal and natural for you to feel hurt, and you're going to have to work through that, you know, and get support for that. However, you can't control what he does, and you have to just, you know, one of my teachers used to say sometimes you have to love people from a distance. You have to let him, because on an emotional level, he's not there. Both of you, you're too responsible for him. You're over-responsible, and you would end up taking care of him, not only financially, but emotionally. The way that this woman is. So your higher self doesn't want you doing that anymore. So, yes, I would say it's going to be a little tender for a little bit. And your heart's there, but you have to also now bring your heart to you. You have to love yourself just as much as you love him so that you're not hurting yourself.
So can I trust at least that the words that he's saying to me is true, but that he...
I wouldn't even go there because it doesn't really matter. It's all true, but it's just not enough. You know.
He's not willing to let go of her.
Well, he's not there. He can't do it. It's not that he doesn't want to. He can't do it. He's not emotionally capable. He's not emotionally able. So you need to take all that energy that you're putting on him and bring it back to you and say, God, I love him a lot. I wish he was there for me, but I love me also, and I'm going to be there for me. So you got to bring it back to you. I'm not saying cut off from him, you know, because that's fantasy island. You're in it with him right now, but you've got to bring you in the equation.
That makes sense. So the fence that he's on about us talking and speaking with one another is his uncertainty of this whole situation.
You need to think, I would say as much as to not talk to him, you need to heal you. You need to focus on you. Or when you get in these modes, ask yourself, why am I willing to sacrifice me, hurt me, to set myself up and put myself in a situation where somebody is not really emotionally there for me or can't be truthful? You got to kind of go, why am I doing that to myself? Okay. If I love me and I'm a good person, why am I doing that? Okay. Because he's giving you what he can, and it's not enough. It's not enough for you. You know, if I go to the ice cream store and all they have, and I want a quart of ice cream, so I don't even eat ice cream. I don't know why I'm using that example. And I want a quart, and all they have is a pint. That's it. And they'd say, look, lady, look back here. All we have are pints. I want a quart. Give me a quart. I came in here. I want a quart. We don't sell quarts. We only have a pint. That's what you got. You want a gallon.
Yeah.
You want a gallon, and he's got a pint. All right, my dear? Please.
Yeah, that makes sense. It makes sense. I guess it's just realizing why I did what I did, understanding why I did it, because I'm the one that left. That makes sense.
But you got to stick to that. And get the ConsciousInspiredLiving.com, the December forecast. Tammy just put in the right relationship with herself first. Yeah. It's a tough one, but everybody's going to be getting that, and it's part of aligning to the divine feminine.
Okay.
Loving
that
yourself. All right,
okay.
Christina.
Well, I appreciate it. Thank you. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. So, so true. Such a time of healing right now, and a relationship seemed to be the way. We have with us, our guest is on the line, thank goodness. Looking forward to connecting with her. I believe we'll be answering questions also, so you want to stay on the line. Otherwise, every Wednesday from 12 to 12:45, or about 12:15 to 12:45. And you can also email info@selfandlight.com or awakenings@selfandlight.com. Many of you know Shekinah, or some say Shekinah Rose, who's a priestess of light. She is a divine messenger and an amazing, amazing healer through sound, harmonic sound. And she sings and tones and chants in the 528 Hertz miracle. She also does DNA repair, working with the frequencies, and she is a channel of the blue ray, and we're just so blessed to have her with us today. Welcome to the program, Shekinah.
Hello, Michelle. Blessings to you.
a blessing. I've been thinking about you so much.
Really?
With all these changes. Yeah, I have. I have the last few months. That's why, you know, ask Julia, please, see about getting her back on the program. I think because there's so much right now, you know, as we're ascending more and things are, you know, escalating and, you know, and more people are just having these spontaneous awakenings, I wanted to get your take on what you're seeing and feeling at this rung of or stage of the awakening.
Okay. I want to say thank you so much for having me on, and thank you so much for everything that you're doing and everything that you're bringing. When I connected today in particular, kind of a different day for me, just really kind of in the zone, really winding down and opening up to that Christ energy. And when I connected before the show, because I'm doing this like any other, something very sacred that I do, a soul reading or a healing. And as soon as I connected with you And the show, what really strongly came in was the rose, the mystic, the mm-hmm. sacred rose, the heart ray, Shekinah, the goddess, in particular her code, which is 13. So you're going to see a lot more of the number frequencies to awaken us, which is 13 and 333, and that is working with the master heart. So that is just was really prevalent. It was so powerful, and that's going to be happening. The goddess, the sacred divine feminine, very much more so, is going to be much more awakening. You're going to see this a lot and a lot of real life this year. What I've there's kind of different levels and layers to this awakening, and I think there's some are newly awakening. Some of us have been on the path for a while. What I've just recently noticed in working with clients is like it's really coming to the front is two things: is our some of our damaged genetic DNA, our family stuff,
family,
and like
yeah,
family, like another level of it. Like mm-hmm. and so now the people who maybe haven't dealt with some of their issues, and that's hitting them really hard. It's hitting them really
yeah.
hard. And what I call like the 3D kind of reality. It's hitting them. And if they're resisting, then it's going to be intense. And they're being put in the hospital, and it's being a little intense. That's also the light bearers, us too. We're feeling that as well. We're feeling that in our DNA as well on a different level. I definitely have been feeling personally, I've had some personal things in my family. It's been very, very difficult just recently. And it's the damaged genetic DNA. And for myself, I could feel it coming out in me as well. Of course, because I've been on this path for such a long time, I recognized it, I honored it, I went through it, brought it right back up to the light. One of the things I kind of want to say about this time, there's some important things I think that are to say at this time. Because the veils are becoming thinner, it's a wonderful thing, and it's
yeah.
a challenging thing, okay? And what I've seen is spirit attachments, entities, what else would you call
yeah.
them? Attachments in the field. And because there's
thought form coming through, yeah,
yeah. Very good, yes, yeah, next thought form. It's more intense now, it's more visible, and it's almost like, and some people may even say it could be even like a psychic attack, because it's like coming at you, these things are coming to your light, and so I'm seeing a little bit more of that, and needing to clear that, needing to be aware of that. And it's sort of coming up. And interesting, in some of the sessions that I'm having, I'm realizing that these divine beings, these light bearers, and especially Blue Rays, have been carrying this around so long. It's like it's part of our genetics, or part of our mission was to be of the light and to serve, and sort of like
yeah.
in that, there was this funny little crux that happened. A little dysfunction that happened where we kind of opened the door and allowed these attachments to attach to our field. Now that's coming up, and we don't want that anymore. We're really getting that. So we really
mm-hmm.
want to be released. It's like becoming stronger. And I think that is very important to recognize and understand. The other thing that I see and with the awakening process and the ascension through this year, and what I have been seeing is the depletion of minerals.
Yes.
When we work, I know when I work, and when light workers, whatever that you call yourself, are working in this
like,
capacity, we're consuming more minerals than normal, okay? And what's happening because there is now, because there's more of a depletion, there's not as much divinity and true minerals and nutrition in our foods and even in our supplements, we're becoming deficient. We're becoming malnutritioned. So that is very important to look at, to see, to do what can be done. So real minerals, we're talking real earth. We're talking B minerals, B vitamins, calcium, potassium, calcium, potassium, magnesium, those nutrients, those minerals are important to look at. And our nutrition is very important to help, because we really need that stability and that grounding, even more so.
Grounding.
It's interesting, a couple years ago, the oversouls were saying that in the spiritual hierarchy was the mineral, that to get more minerals, even putting minerals in your water and have more alkaline water, where they're, actual, rocks or crystals, because, we're the crystalline, in the crystalline phase. So it's interesting that you're saying that as well. And then I recently met someone, and actually they were in the magazine, I think the September issue of Conscious Inspired Living, this Beyond H2O water, that's very healing and has more oxygen in it. Because you're right, there's depletion in general, but when you are doing this, the light work, I agree with you, it just really depletes on a mineral level. And I find even on the B's, because you're such high B vitamins, such a high vibrational frequency coming through, not even just the mind, but the brain, to really keep that brain nourished. It's like a Ferrari engine in a Jetta, in a Volkswagen.
Well, and you were saying, Michelle, was it's like we really have to realize how important it is to be nourished, because if we're not nourishing ourselves, then of course we get fatigued, but then it's actually negative vibrations can come in. We can start feeling depressed. We can start more of negative energies. So it's really important to keep ourselves balanced. I mean, I'm up, Annie. I have been for a while, and I especially it's happened in the last year with all of my nutrition. I have super, super nutrition. My water is super, super, super energized. It has like it's what's that water called where it's structured water, so it goes more into the cells. It rehydrates you.
Yes, the rehydration. And I find that's the one that's really important, is the rehydration, having more oxygenation. It seems that really, I notice a difference. If I don't have that level, I do feel a little, tired-ish, sluggish, but not totally, but off, like you said, definitely not up. And it does require that to be, align to these frequencies.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And then that's what we're striving for. We don't really have the manual out there. We're just all kind of like playing it by ear. But we must have this, just as we must, bathe and brush our teeth as we become these, enlightened or the new angelic human or however that you would call it. We need to have this. This is part of our regimen. This is part of our foundation that we must have to be this, to nurture this, to anchor this in. It's a part of it. Everything like the diet, that is as much a part of it as anything else, and especially now. Now, in the last years, it is so physical. It used to be, 10 years ago, 20 years ago, it used to be so in the realm, so in the mental. It is so physical and in your face now. And it's a
grand output. The kingdom, the kingdom is near. I think that's what, because we're actually, you're right. I felt before so much was on the etheric plane, we were so spiritual, mental, emotional. Now we're really grounding it and anchoring it in, as you say, in the physical realm. in the, you know, material plane. Do you think that's why it's so physical, or what is? Because it is. I do feel it. It's very. You definitely have to eat differently. You know, there's different sleep patterns, different productivity patterns. It does. It feels very tangible now.
Yes, absolutely. What I agree with what you said. It's what it is. It's exactly what it is. We're embodying it. The Shekinah energy is about the embodiment, and the ascension is mm-hmm. really descension. It's what is that about? It's we're not leaving the planet. We are bringing it forth. We're ascending in ourselves, our higher selves, in our body, and the realignment to Earth. And that's what I love. It's just so beautiful. It's so perfect. That realignment, that reconnection, that emergence with nature. Which, when I say nature, that is like God. I spell it with a capital N. I mean, nature is the divine in form, mm-hmm. and it's that divine flow, and we are realigning, and we must have that in every way. Nature, we have to have it because we're nature. We're, you know, that's who we are, and so we're descending ourselves into that, the higher light, and we here, I mean, we're the ones. I mean, we're the really true warrior pioneers. I mean, this is new. This is really new. There's no handbook. When they talk about ascension and
doing
when we look about the ascended masters and we have all these books, this is unprecedented time.
Yeah.
It really, really is. It's not like it was before. It's really anew. And we are the pioneers, and we are really kind of riding the way. We are the ones that are writing the new codes. We really are.
You're writing the codes.
We are, and it's really amazing. And the new people, the new beings that will come, you know, sometime in the future, they'll be here because of us, because we
paved
the way, just like the pioneers.
We are laying the template
in America. Yes.
Yeah.
I just did a session with a very young person, like 24, who is a crystal. And wow, amazing. They're so there. They don't have as much stuff. They're so quick. But they're here because of us.
Because of us.
Because we've been clearing it.
Yeah.
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 So.
We paved the way. And I think, you know what? I'm so glad that you're speaking this, because I've had so many. We had a couple people ask this, and then I earlier read some email questions of people being exhausted. How much do we have to do this? And, you know, and I was. Similar thing about the pioneer, but how can people reconnect with that real understanding that we're creating the template now, we're creating the map, we're allowing it to be downloaded within us and encoded so we can earth it or anchor it? What do you feel, Shekinah, will help these people align to that, you know, we're doing it? It's like building a new structure.
So the question was what was the question? Because I'm not for sure. Like how do they do it, or how do they understand
make peace, maybe understand it, make peace with it, and I know it's different ways because there's different levels of you even said of the light workers. I know for many of us, even if we get tired, you kind of something comes over and you just have this sense of excitement and fulfillment that you're putting that foundation in, you know, it's like, but I don't know what words would help people to align more to that energy, maybe the joy of it, or realizing what we're actually doing, the gift that we're doing, or the gift that we have in doing this.
That's a really fantastic question, because it's depending. I'm sure that I personally have different ways than others, because I have my gifts. I mean, my gifts and my rewards are so extraordinary. I mean, I couldn't imagine living any other way except for this way. Being able to experience life in such a rich way, and knowing and being so connected to my higher self. I think connecting with others, if you have someone, if there's a group, it doesn't have to be a lot of people. I think sometimes it's helpful, and especially maybe in the beginning stages, when you're in the beginning stages, I think it helps to connect with others who are on this path in some way, somehow,
yeah.
Whether it be, you know, you get online, you go to a physical group, just getting that feedback that, or getting the information that you're okay, that, oh my gosh, this is okay, this is normal, this is part of the process. You're on the path. Just the information of the Blu-ray, because the Blu-ray are ultra-sensitive, empathic, and we're star beings that have come down to this planet, sort of like the indigos. And finding that information for people, just finding the information that, to be validated. Hey, you're not astray or anything like that. This is in divine alignment. You're on the path. You're right. You're okay. Just that, just knowing that this is the normal process. Some kind of connection makes you feel good. Of course, so that's one way. And the mental way. The mental way is good, is part of the process, because we have to be, like, our thoughts have to be honored. So when our thoughts are honored, then it's like, okay, now I can shift kind of back into my body. There's so many ways for myself. I spend time alone. I have to do my hara, my grounding exercises. I connect to my heart. I think that's... such a great joy, connecting with my heart. There's, you know what? I'm going to give this to you in particular. I'm going to give this to everyone. There's a Godco point that has been given to the planet more recently, and it really helps to. Okay, thank you very much. Okay, Spirit's helping me out. Thank you, Kate, because I'm like, how am I going to talk today? I'm just like not able to speak. That's one of the things of Blu-rays, and kind of something that happens through your ascension process is sometimes you just can't think or speak. But there's two things of help. Okay, thank you. Now they're coming in. Okay, so call on Archangel Michael, and his number is 55. And I have a channel on Archangel Michael that is like a little power prayer that kind of clears you from cords and ties. So his number is 55. So call on Archangel Michael, because the woman before, because I just got a little bit in on that, it was like Archangel Michael. I felt like Archangel Michael could really help her. So call in the forces. Call in Archangel Michael, and you'll see 55. That's one way. The Sacred Heart, the Rose. This is another way. This has just been more recently been able to come to the planet, and this is a real big deal. This is a real big deal because of the light bearers and the beings on their path. They have created such a frequency that has allowed the Rose Ray back on the planet. What that means is it is going to be easier. It's going to be easier. It's going to be easier to release trauma. It's not going to be so intense. And you're really going to be able to let go of that and not have to go through it over and over. You're going to get it, because you still need to get it. So call in, and these are things. You just call in the Rose Ray. You call, just all you do is call in. Now, then you have to wait. Then you have to feel. And then that's the power. Once you feel it, you're there. It sounds very simple, but it's very powerful, because the energy is very powerful when you allow it and you feel it. So those are the two things, and we've been told to do that before. Now, the other thing is very powerful as well. This is the center balance point with Gaia. And any time that you're like ruffled or you're not in your body, because this happens a lot when you go through the process.
Is this the focal points, the first frequencies?
Pardon?
The focal frequencies. Can you hear me?
No, go ahead. Is the focal frequencies?
Yeah, the focal. What frequency that you're talking about?
Oh, I'm sorry, the Sophigio frequencies. Yes, the 5-twitch. You can call that too. You can call in, because now they're back on the planet. Because we haven't even got there about the 5-2-H-hertz Sophigio frequencies that have returned to us. Well, everything is being revealed to us. Everything that we need, this is very important to say, is that this real good question, is that everything that we need is being returned to us, our sacred ancient tools. So the Sefigio scale, the ancient musical scale that completely connected us to God, transmuted, transcended energies, was rediscovered in 1980 by a doctor. And then now there was a book, Holt? Dr. Leonard Holt.
Yeah.
Horwitz has written a book
on
that.
Yeah.
Horwitz.
We had Alan Horwitz on who worked with the converter for that, and he was speaking of that. Now, why were those hidden? Those were, the guy was from Italy, right?
Yes. Well, what happened was this was the ancient musical scale that we had once before. So the scale that you have, everything that is of music now today, no matter what it is not the same frequency. It doesn't align you completely to God anymore. What happened was back when we had this, and so that's why some of the Mozart and that kind of music is still very powerful, because that still has that kind of scale, is aligned to that scale. But the churches, if you remember, I don't know about the Catholic masses, if they still do that, they used to all sing. The mass used to be sung.
Oh, sung, yes, yes.
The reason why it was sung is they were singing in the ancient Sefigio, the ancient scale that connected you completely to God. Now, what happened is because it was so powerful, and then the ancient Gregorian chants, they're from the ancient. That's why they're so powerful. The ancient sounds are so powerful because they were to a whole different scale. What happened is, like anything else, like a lot of things that have happened to us, is they didn't want the church, wanted to remain in its own power, and didn't want the normal people to have this power. They wanted only the church. They wanted people to come to them. So because back then it was different. Church and state was more aligned, and they had authority and the state and the rule of the government. So they actually changed. It was one of the popes who actually changed the music scale, if you can believe. And then every instrument is aligned to not the ancient scale. If you can imagine the impact of what that means.
Our
whole divinity. So they did that, and they were able to get away with it, because what happens, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and thousands of years, you go on to this, everyone's going to this scale, and everything's aligned to this scale. Well, now we're coming to 2012, and so everything will be revealed. Everything will be shown back to us, good and bad. And so our ancient tools, our divinity is coming back. And so this is being revealed to us. It's like, okay, so this is another fantastic tool when you said, what can we do? We can help to integrate ourselves, to help ourselves feel better and aligned as we go through this. And the most popular frequency is the 528 hertz, because that's love, miracles, and instant transformation. So a lot of people have heard of the 528 hertz, the Sefigio frequency. Mm. But there are six frequencies that have been lost. And I happened to sing and chant in all of those, which I didn't know. But just to let, okay, so a few things. Okay, a lot of gifts. I love Christmas and about the giving. So there is, first of all, there's lots of free, you can go to the YouTube and get lots of free sounds, recordings. You can get free on that. Free.
And what is it? What's your link on that?
This is for a lot of other things, because I have a whole free healing on my website. You can go to my website.
Speaks?
Yeah, or YouTube. Yeah.
Shekinah Speaks.
And yes, and it's right there on my front page. You just press it, and a lot of people get a lot of healing from this. And it's free, and you can experience it. And it has all the Sefigio, the ancient sounds. So you have that. So this is free, and please, and utilize. And I think another thing that it's important is utilize what is available to you. I think what needs to be known is there's a lot more available to you than you realize. So be open,
yeah,
and it's going to be given to you. So here's one thing. You want a free healing? Go to my website. It's Shekinah Speaks, and you can have that. You can even just put in the 528, the Sofigio scale, or the 528 Love and Miracle, and you could my website or my YouTube video will probably pop up as well. So
Shekinah, on the YouTube, I've got it in the chat, shekinahspeaks.com, and also those are listening later in the archives and by the phone. But then also on YouTube, is it Shekinah Speaks or is it just Shekinah?
Just put Shekinah Rose. I know it's
Shekinah
pretty
Rose.
Popular.
Okay.
If you just put Shekinah Rose, or if you even just put the 528 HZ.
Okay.
It should pop up. My video should pop up. But if you go to my site, it's on the very front page, and that's Shekinah Speaks. I also have my first CD. Well, this year I've been able to do it.
Oh.
So I have a CD. And this CD, it's interesting. I want to, you know, share with you, Michelle, that, you know, I've been doing this for a while, the sounds, and when I crossed over to the light, I became completely attuned to the language of light. And that's what spirit told me. God told me that what I do is called the language of light. Okay? Now, science comes along, and I tried to put my CD out. I was trying to do it, you know, a couple of years. It just didn't happen. It wasn't happening.
I remember. It didn't happen. Yeah. The timing. You were too ahead.
Right. Right. Well, so that's always, I'm always waiting for the universe,
yeah.
Right? It's like, come on, guys, get it right. Okay. So anyway, then a physicist, science comes to me, finds my YouTube and says, I'm going to analyze every single thing you got up here because, you know, we don't want, I don't want, you know, you up here doing this, blah, blah. I'm like, that's fine. So he comes back, and he did it with his frequency analyzer very scientifically. He analyzed every single second of my video, and he says, oh, okay, well, I just want to let you know, whatever you're doing is really good because you sing in the whole grid of God, the whole lost Sofigio frequencies, and I have to tell you, the Rodden grid. There's another, it's interesting how everything comes down at the same time.
Interesting.
People probably
yeah.
don't know about this scientist called Marco Rodden. He is like, oh my gosh, he's so over my head. This man has also brought in his scale of the mathematical fingerprint of God. So, see, this is all being revealed. See, science is
yeah.
actually helping the light. We're starting to merge together because apparently I sing in his scale too. I don't even know how that is possible. But anyway, so the first
yeah.
time.
Well, you know what's interesting? Because somebody, we were talking, Alan Howarth was saying that our voice actually is in the, I guess, 528. But that when you sing, because people have been taught to sing differently, then it goes out of our natural range. You know, the range of the dolphins and the main
mm-hmm.
range of all nature. So it sounds like you retain this.
Well, no, so just to finish up this, once that happened, once the physicist discovered my frequencies, which I had no idea what
yeah.
he was talking about, I was like, I sing in the language of light. This is what God says. I had no idea what he was talking about. I'm like, well, what does that mean? So, okay, that's great. So does it mean anything? So, but guess what? After that, then I was able to do my CD because it's like that's what was needed on my CD for people to understand. It helps people to understand, well, what is the language of light? Well, the language of light is the direct connection to soul and God and the language of creation. And guess what? It's also the 528 frequencies. People can understand a little bit better. Oh, this has a meaning to this. Oh, it means love and miracles. Okay, I get it.
Yeah. because we're learning to go back to or reconnect that we are a vibrational frequency, you know,
yeah.
moving out of that mental realm right into the realm of resonance and our signature frequency, connecting in with our signature frequency.
Absolutely. You're right. able to connect with your signature frequency. That is truly right. What I have to share this with you, Michelle, is that, okay, I don't want to tell you, never in my life, ever, and I'm very serious, and you can ask family, have I ever sung, ever in my life. I would never conceive of singing. I'm very serious about this. Something happened to me when I was little, and it was like, and I thought I had a horrible voice and I should never sing. That was like a bad thing to do. I don't know how that happened. So the thing is I don't know what singing is. So, mm-hmm. but being the language of light and channeling the language of light in Shekinah didn't seem like singing to me. It was something different. I wasn't singing a song. I could actually hear these frequencies. I could hear her language, because there is a language, and I would just bring it forth. So to me, that wasn't trying to sing a song. That's not singing a song. This was something different. So I was able to do it freely, and I'm still able to do it completely freely, because it's not singing to me. It's just channeling at the time, because I never can retain the same frequency again. It's whatever, because every moment is a new moment. And so the frequency, the song comes at that particular moment for that particular time. And so recording the CD has to be, so this CD was recorded in a complete sacred ceremony. It could only be, and that I think that's why it's so powerful, and it's caused a lot of healing for a lot of people. Because it could only be done like that. It came in one time, how it was, she speaked, she completely came forth and put her frequencies on the CD. so that's how it is. Because I'm not a singer, and I still have not sung. If you'd asked me to sing, I couldn't do it. But if I brought forth the frequencies, that is different. That is a different thing that I am attuned to. That is what 20 years ago, when my star family appeared to me, which I didn't know anything about, and they appeared to me and said that at this time there would be major revelations, the fall of mankind, and I would help to make the new man of light. Now, 20 years ago, when they told me that, I thought, whoa, what are they talking about? And thank God it's Satan saying that I was going to sing. Or that I would have said, absolutely, you guys are crazy, and this is crazy stuff. Because it took 20 years of purification. 20 years of pretty intense purification.
Well, they always have a way of not telling you the whole, just getting there.
They're not telling you the whole thing, otherwise you'd be like, what? What am I doing? but here we are.
I'm with you on that one, Shekinah. I'm with you on that one. It's like, what? Thank God. Yeah. And you're
but
right, the purification. I mean, you might know something 20, 25 years ago, and for one thing, it seems so distant, far away. You know, it's almost like, I don't know, abstract.
Right.
But then when you really start living it, the changes, it's unbelievable. It really is. It's almost surreal.
Yes, it is surreal. Do we have a moment? Can I give the guy a point?
Absolutely. The Gaia point, okay.
Because this is really important, and this is there's so many gifts being given to humanity. I got to calm down my excitement, because there's so much to be given. But this is so important, because this is not revealed out there, and I can just barely get all the stuff that's coming out, okay? I just was able to get the rosary water out. That's amazing. But I just want to give you the God code point that happened like 3 or 4 years ago. So this is an
what
actual
is it?
Point.
Are we only the Gaia point or God point?
It's both. These are part of the series of the God code points. You know, there's
okay.
points.
So I'm putting in the chat.
Okay. Now this is not out there, because this is from my lineage. I haven't been able to get it out there yet. Just to
I understand.
But this works.
New information.
Is
all. Okay. We have 90 seconds, a minute. So yes, I
okay.
love it.
So okay, so your belly button, 2 inches above that, you put both of your fingers and your hands into that point. You breathe into that point. Then you're going to feel it. Okay. Then you're going to ask that all your energies run forward. Then you're going to take both of your hands and put them straight down to the earth. And boy, you're going to feel it. You're going to feel very powerful connection to the earth.
That's
and that's, You're running your energies. It's a balance. It's a balance point with Gaia. You're connecting your energies with Gaia. You're harmonizing your frequencies to the frequencies of Gaia, which is very important. This is very powerful when you're able to do it and feel it. So I'll just give you that much to go to that point. All the people who are empathic and the blue rays and the light workers really need this point. Okay?
Darcy.
Thank you for sharing that. You're so welcome.
Yes, good. Well, we're winding out. For more information on Shekinah, you can go to shekinahspeaks.com, or I'll just say shekinahspeaks.com, and there's some wonderful resources there and another place for support. Thank you so much for being on the program. I'm glad you took time out to connect and share with us.
Absolutely. Thank you. Many blessings. Namaste and Ana, Goddess to you and all of you.
Namaste.
Namaste. Bye-bye.
And thank you, as always, listener and participants, for co-creating this sacred space and sharing your love, light, and insight. And as always, just keep shining that light. And again, for any email questions, you can send it to info@selfandlight.com or awakenings@selfandlight.com. Also for guest information is awakenings@selfandlight.com. And come connect on Facebook, just on the Awakenings profile, as well as Soul Insights for Spirit-Led Living. And it's wonderful to connect with all of you and to be a part of this converging flow. Namaste and love and light. Let's just listen to a little prayer. Lakawa Ivalani.